This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton.
U.S. President Donald Trump and Trump's administration and the campaign of Democratic challenger Joe Biden sparred on Sunday on the state of the U.S. economy, 8 weeks ahead of the November 3rd national presidential election. Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin on the Fox News Sunday TV show cited the drop in the unemployment rate to 8.4% in August and the addition of 1.4 million jobs as evidence that the American economy, the world's largest, is recovering from the worst of the turmoil inflicted by the coronavirus pandemic. But he acknowledged the U.S. economy still needs at least 7.5 million new jobs to regain its footing from March, when the jobless rate was at a five-decade low of 3.5%. Senator Kamala Harris, Democrat Joe Biden's running mate, told CNN that President Trump has been, in her words, an abject failure and incompetent in handling the economy during the pandemic. She said Trump only gauges how well the economy is doing. This is her quote from her, based on how well rich people are doing. One in five mothers say their kids under 12 are hungry. More than 50 million workers at one time or another have collected unemployment compensation in the United States this year. Japan ordered 1.8 million people to evacuate as a powerful typhoon bashed at the southern part of the country on Sunday. Typhoon Haishen brought strong winds and rain to remote southern islands of Japan Sunday and appeared to be weakening slightly as it approached the island of Kyushu. But authorities still warn the storm could bring record levels of rainfall and result in landslides. Tens of thousands of homes have already lost power. The typhoon could move onward to the Korean Peninsula, according